Welcome back to Texans Huddle. And though we are in the bye week, the work never stops for the Houston Texans, if you can actually call this one work.
Patty, it's about eating. The Taste of the Texans. It's a great annual event, and it happened earlier this week at the West Club.
We're at Taste of the Texans right now, hosted by BP, and it's a great event. You know, we get to interact with the fans, we get to try great food, and we get to raise money for a great cause. Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, it's the way to start spreading awareness, to help raise money for the Houston Food Bank, and it's special. You know, this is something that everyone really enjoys. You know, the interaction with the fans and the interaction we get to spend with them and they get to spend with us. And again, just getting to taste of great food, it's a great thing to be a part of. I got to go to Mr. Ronnie Killen's booth so far, which is fantastic. My wife's a huge Underbelly fan. We got to do the braised dumplings, which is great. And right before you caught me, I was headed to Ruggles Black, which is one of my favorite chefs in Houston, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, whenever there's food involved, mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing the amount of people, players, media type you can get to show up.
Yeah, and whenever there's football involved for kids, you can count on several Texans players to really have a good time like they did last week at a Play 60 event in town.
We out here at Play 60 at a school, having a school event with some of the rookie guys, having a great time with the kids.
It's great. You know, anytime we get to have an opportunity to come to the community with the kids and, you know, get them active. And, you know, I think that, you know, physical exercise, the whole Play 60 event is just a great idea and a great way to get people together with players.
Oh, it's great. It's a great feeling to me and some of the guys. You know, we talk about it, making a not just having making a good for us, but making good for other people around us. And, you know, it's another one day to wake up and have make somebody else smile today.
Oh, man, it's great, man. Come out here, hang out with the kids, you know what I mean? When we walked in, they were so excited just to see kids, just see NFL players come to hang out with me. It's awesome. It's fun.
Some kids never get to do the things they're doing out here, moving around and playing with balls and being around a lot of other people. So for us to come out here and help them, it's great for us and it's great for them.
It's amazing, you know, to be able to, you know, have an impact in these children's lives, you know, at such a young age. If we can do anything that can help affect their lives and make it positive, you know, then, you know, I'm all for it. A lot of these kids, you know, not sure about sports when they're younger, maybe, you know, just even having physical exercises. You know, like I said, people come from different backgrounds, so opportunity to come and get them active, get them interested in it, meet some, you know, some athletes means just as much to us as it does for them. And so I think it's a great event.
Oh, I doubt it. I probably never will, but it's fun, man. Like I said, when I was a kid, I loved, you know, when NFL players came to my school, so it's cool.
Man, the players love dealing with the kids. They love seeing those smiles on the kids' faces. And the kids, yeah, they care if you win or lose, but they're happy to see you no matter what the situation.
All right, we should take one final time out here on Texans Huddle, but then this show is going to the dogs. But before we get to that, when we come back, we will find out what is in J. Joe's locker. Stay with us.